सबसे बेहतर बनूंगा मैं, जैसा कोई और न था। तुम्हें पकड़ना इम्तिहान मेरा और सिखाना मकसद खला। इस सफर पर निकला हूँ मैं, घूमूंगा चारों दिशा। हर पोकेमोन की शक्ति है खास, जिससे मुझको है समझना।
Now we're on.
Awesome.
We're here with Tom Whalen, who used to work at Central Park Media, and then and then at 4Kids, and now you're doing Indian animation stuff.
I do all sorts of stuff. Yeah, I direct Pokemon.
Yeah.
And I work on Indian animation and ESL and audiobooks, and I guess technically in terms of the directing and production stuff, I work for Duart.
Yeah.
But as an actor, I work for whoever will pay me.
I really liked the great panel that you gave that was like the send-off to CPM at New York Comic Con.
Yeah,
awesome.
That was fun.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of love from the audience as well.
Yeah, well, Central Park Media was a weird place to be, but, you know, it was great. And there were certain things that... You know, I don't know, some of the people that are like John O'Donnell, the guy who ran it, almost seemed like a crazy person if you didn't really get to know him, but he was a genius, and like their QC standards were more stringent than any other place we ever worked afterwards. So like almost any company that, you know, I went to like would adapt, you know, to their standards, the way that the production schedules that they made were just so comprehensive and easy to follow. I mean, It just sucked that their programming was crappy, you know. But like the way that they went about it, they really knew what they were doing. And did you guys know Tim? Tim Warenko, who's the tall blonde guy with glasses.
No.
Tim worked over at CPM with me, and you know, eventually, like, after I left, he became, like, the head of video production there. And he is, like, the VP of production at Duart. So we work together. And, you know, Tim and I, having that background together at CPM, we've been able to kind of bring that, I don't know, that level of organization. So when a big monster of a project like Pokemon comes in, we just can totally handle it, you know?
So you have, like, a template for it. And you're like, I just run it through this?
Yeah, I mean, Pokemon, you know, has been... You know, because it bounced around a little bit there after they didn't renew their contract with 4Kids, and they, you know, it was trying to find a home, and I think, you know, they had some troubles, and, you know, because I think people were overwhelmed by it, but Tim and I were totally prepared to handle it, and we do, so.
Sweet. Yeah. Let's see, I think with this interview, I wanted to get one or two good CPM anecdotes, but also maybe one or two from 4Kids. But now I have a lot of questions about Indian animation.
Okay.
You're just dubbing Japanese cartoons to be shown in India or original Indian animation?
No, it's, you know, there's the anime market sucks, certainly in New York and even nationally, it's you know, it's shrunk. Now in New York City, of course, we don't do much anime except for the two biggest anime ever, you know, Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! And Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm in. I don't, you know, I'm not part of the production team on
that. Yeah, and there's a big lawsuit or something with the license.
Yeah, there is, but, you know, things have been moving along, business as usual. I guess they're very confident that it will resolve itself. You know, we'll see. You know, I have nothing to do with that, and I hope it does. But
I've heard it's like a mutually assured destruction kind of lawsuit.
it's a little weird.
Yeah,
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, with the Indian stuff, you know, you had everybody. You know, you had to branch out. If you didn't branch out, you weren't going to go anywhere. And we've, you know, gotten into working on things because Duart's a big production facility, so they've worked with people from all over the world. So we've worked on programming from a variety of different places. We did stuff, you know, from Italy. We did something which was from Brazil. We did, you know, I just did a Russian thing this week, and India is something where we've done a couple of series for them.
Yeah.
And these are original animated series that are being done in English for India, which is interesting.
Because they have a lot of English speakers, like, especially in – I've met someone who I went to film school with was from there, and, like, he went to an all-English-speaking high school and – Yeah, there's a huge population there.
There's a lot of that, but one of the other things that, that goes along with that is if you want to sell your show internationally, it has to be in English. You know, so even in India, if you're in, want to sell your Indian show internationally, it has to be in English because, let's say, like for Pokemon, you know, it's done in Japan, it's Japanese, we get it, do it in English, and then the English language version goes out to everywhere else, and then they do their, you know, the French and the German and all those versions. But so we're doing one series, which we actually just wrapped up this week, which was, it was really cute. It was a lot of fun. It's called Raju the Rickshaw. And the character design is very much like Pixar, like Cars, know, because they're a little, you know.
Is it in CG or like TV?
Yeah, it's CG.
What age group was it for?
I would say like preschool, kindergarten, know. Yeah, and it's about this little rickshaw named Raju and his two friends, Tina and Charlie, who, and they sort of come across as children, and they live in the town of Funpur, and it's just them, you know, kind of learning this, that, and the other, and, you know, and then there's, like, all the other vehicles in town that are different characters. Most of the rest of them, the non-rickshaws, are, you know, adults, so there's, like, Singh, who's, like, the big, kind of like this cargo truck. There's Bobby, who's the school bus, and... You know, Bobby, she's kind of got this big black lady southern thing, you know. And if Lisa Ortiz, who's one of the guests here this weekend, she plays Bobby. And she, Lisa produced that show because she works at Duart as a producer. And I played Vic, who's like a motorcycle, and he's like sort of stoned or a surfer, you know. And so I played Vic. And there's like a, you know, a cab who, you know, of course he's a cab, so, you know, like make him sound like that, you know. And it's a really cute, fun show.
Okay.
And we did...
Okay.
Yeah, they can have a few extra minutes. I know these guys. Yeah, cool.
Okay, yeah.
So, so we did, you know, we just finished that show. And that was fun also because we had the complete sound production contract. We did all the music and sound design. Everything you hear on that show, we created. I was involved a little bit with the sound design, certainly at the beginning when we were kind of getting it going. And I enjoy doing sound design. It's fun. I'm not like a master sound designer. I mean, I'm pretty good at it, but like there's other guys who are good and fast. But but and we have a great crew over at Duart. But I was happy to be able to, you know, to help out with that. And also, and we do all the music there, and the music is, the music for Raju is nice because it's all real instruments. It's not like canned tracks. Like for certain things, actually having that kind of soundtrack, a more electronic thing, is the right choice. But for this, there's lots of like hand percussion and ukulele and accordion and things like that. The Carmen Borgia, who runs the sound department at Duart and is like kind of our main composer for stuff like that, that's like right in his musical zone. He's very, it's sort of eclectic and strange is some of his musical taste, but it's really cute melodic stuff. It's great. Another show that we're doing is called Shaktiman. And Shaktiman is, he's like, you know, if you have friends from India, ask them about Shaktiman. They'll probably know what it is. Shaktiman's like Indian Superman. He's the world's first yogic cyber superhero. Yeah, the cyber thing I think is new for the cartoon. But Shaktiman has been around, I guess, for years and years because there was a live action show with like hundreds and hundreds of episodes. Like if you go on YouTube, you could find clips from it and it's worth looking at. But there's, now they're doing an animated series. And we have been doing all of that, and we did it all prelay. And most of Raju we did prelay too, and that means, you know, we record all the vocal tracks first, and they animate to our performances. So, and in Shaktiman, I play this guy named Bumpy who sounds like this, and he's sort of like the fat roommate who's eating all the time and everything, you know. So like,
it's not like your typecast reading.
And I had to audition for both of these, so it's not like I just put myself in as this guy. Like, I'm getting picked to be this guy. So, but Shaktiman is fun, you know, and it's like, it's very Superman-like where there's, you know, you know, the young guy with the glasses named, you know, Vehan Arya, and he's like a lab assistant in you know, in grad school. And but then, you know, when the shit hits the fan, he turns into Shaktiman, you know, and uses his cyber yogic powers to save the world. And it's, that show has been pretty fun because it's big and dramatic, but it has a lot of real silly bits to it. And that is.
Do you look at the storyboards when you record, or is it like an animatic?
No, nothing. We record off the script.
Okay.
I'm seeing animatics now coming in because they're sort of now messing with like score and ideas like that. And finished animation is going to come back soon. And then we'll go through and kind of do notes that they have. And, you know, we have Skype meetings with them. And I have to say that working with the Shaktiman people is cool because they purposely work weird hours so we can coordinate.
Huh.
Like, they'll work, like, 2 to 10 in India. So, because it's like a 12-hour time difference. So, basically, we can get a meeting with them face-to-face at the very beginning of our day, very end of their day, and Skype and talk about whatever we need to talk about. And this is another one that Lisa Ortiz produces as well. So I've had meetings with them. We talk about, like, new characters that are coming in or if they have a note about something we're doing. And, you know, so I'm really looking forward to seeing the animations. I haven't seen any of it yet. I mean, you've seen the character designs and some of the animatics.
Yeah.
But the finished stuff, we're all, like, everybody who's working on it is like, oh, I want to see it, you know. So this will be fun, you know, and –
How long is the turnaround? When did you start on this show?
Shaktiman has it's been taking a while because, you know, with any brand new production, there's a lot of bumps in the road because I think the network who's broadcasting it in India, I don't know if they're partially bankrolling it. It feels like they are. We did a couple episodes and they started working on things and the network was like, oh, everybody stop everything. We need to retool X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
I know whatever they were doing, I know it really had nothing to do with what I was doing with it, like the voices and everything. They were really in the characterizations they were very happy with.
Yeah.
But I think with that, it was more of a writing thing. Like they plot-wise, and I think they made the show funnier after that too. But
yeah, I think it's like that with everything. Like I worked on a Disney pilot once where like getting the pilot going was rough because every like you'd think it was almost ready to go. They're like, all right, we're ready to start and now we need to revise some more things on the storyboard because there's another executive producer who wanted to make like, 3 changes. So the whole thing stops.
And where we're at now, it's like there's a MIPCOM, you know, coming up. And do you know what that is?
I think I heard of it.
MIPCOM is a big international programming conference Cannes, France.
Yeah.
Cannes. And it's in October. And I think they want to have things ready for MIPCOM. So all of a sudden now it's like, hurry up and animate. You know, and what I do is so easy compared to like the animating of it. I mean, that's painstaking stuff. It takes a long time.
Yeah.
So they're working on that. I think it's for MIPCOM because I heard somebody say something about October. So I'm guessing it's for MIPCOM. But like, you know, so I think there's going to be a flood of animation coming in August and September. But, you know, we'll see. It has been kind of a long turnaround time. Raju was shorter, but the Raju episodes were much simpler. Shaktiman is kind of epic in scale at times, whereas Raju is simple because it's a kid's show. And also, those episodes are like 7 minutes long. If you don't count like the opening and closing sequence, it's basically a 7-minute episode.
Yeah. I just kind of wanted to get it across, like, I don't know, to listeners or whoever of the podcast, that, like, how exciting it is to get final animation back, because when you started on the project, it was like, you know, 6 months ago or more, or a year or two ago.
Literally, sometimes it's so long you forgot.
Right. You're like, I forgot the plot of this one. How does it turn out?
Yeah, with the Raju stuff, getting
his lines that he put in.
We had a storyboard artist on Kids Next Door who would, like, laugh at lines in final episodes that he had written, but he'd forgotten about.
Yeah.
And he'd crack up. He's like, that's hilarious. They're like, Matt, you wrote that joke.
Yeah, well, it's funny, because that'll happen, because even with things that you work on, you know, and you don't see because, like, when I direct Pokemon pretty much every week, but I don't really, like, sit down and watch it. So maybe, like, you know, way later I might see something and be like, oh, I remember that. You know, I'm like, that was kind of funny. But, with Raju stuff, it was funny because, you have no idea what these characters are going to look like.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'd see a character and I'm like, that's what this looks like? I'm like, okay. And, like, one of them... there was a character, I don't know, was it the mayor of Funpur? And we thought he was a car. Yeah. But it turned out he was a person. I think it said that he was going to be like, he'll probably have a stately looking car with a sash and whatever, but they made him a guy. But what was funny with that guy, it wouldn't have made any difference because what we did with it, and I know the Indian guys didn't get this. We basically went, ripped off the Simpsons. So he's like, Era, I'm the mayor of Funpool, you know? So it's pretty funny. Anyway.
Nice.
But, yeah, we should probably...
Yeah, we're going to call it for time.
But, yeah.
It was good to hear you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to meet Lisa back at the pool. Okay. But I'll tell you, it was really good to see you guys.
Yeah. Really good to see you, too. Yeah. Pokemon, you bought that Chunderski, a brand new game, a brand new world, and they're rivals, they're a kicker in survival, the little game, our time in the world. Pokemon, you bought that Batsuki, kill a bunch of smart, move a little faster, hunt to find a bar, it may shouldn't want, there's some enough, don't ever knock it down.